नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी.
This morning we're speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3, entitled Rishabhdev's Appearance, text number 10, which is written in prose, so it's not easy to chant. And we don't have the verse on the board. Anyway, so I'm saved.
Atayameva varo hyarthamaya hi baharish barhishi raja shivaradarshavo bhavan nija purushekshana vishaya asit.
Okay. You don't put the verse on the board anymore? Huh? Oh. Well, not all the verses. Oh, yeah, they're all in prose. Okay. Translation. That's ordinary translation. O most worshipable of all, you are the best of all benefactors, and your appearance at saintly King Navi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. Okay, we can repeat responsibly. O most worshipable of all, you are the best of all benefactors, and your appearance at saintly King Nabhi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Nija Purusha Ikshana Vishaya. In Bhagavad Gita 9:29, Krishna says, 9:29. Anybody?
It's like a peace formula. Krishna talked about that the achievement of the peace. That's the peace formula. No.
Samoham sarva bhuteshu. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. In that sense, he has no enemies and no friends. Everyone is enjoying the fruit of reactions of his own work, and the Lord within everyone's heart is observing and giving everyone the desired result. However, Just as the devotees are always anxious to see the Supreme Lord satisfied in every way, similarly the Supreme Lord is very anxious to present himself before his devotees. Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4:8, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Thus, Krishna's appearance is for the deliverance and satisfaction of his devotees. Actually, he does not advent himself simply to kill the demons, for that can be done by his agents. Lord Vishnu's appearance at the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabi was just to please the king and his assistants. Otherwise, there was no reason for his being present there. Translation again. O most worshipable of all, you are the best of all benefactors. Oh, a benefactor is someone who benefits you, who provides you in some way. So we know that everyone in this material world, every living being, has an arrangement for their maintenance. It is not simply by hard work, by the sweat of our own brow, as they say. This is the brow. By the sweat of my own brow, I am going on. I'm getting fruit of my labor and I'm existing. No. Because there are so many people who are working hard. And some struggle all their life with no result. And some, by the grace of God, by their purva karma, their previous karma, they get easily. They go to the market for 1 hour and they get $100,000. So, ultimately, the controller is Krishna. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya. Prakriti means material nature. Prakriti means that which is controlled. So Krishna is Purusha. Everything else is Prakriti. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya. Everything is Prakriti is going on by the agency of the modes of material nature, gunai, karmani, sarvas. Prakate kriyamana ningunai karmani, ahankara, vimudatma. Someone who's got a very big false ego, they're called foolish, or the word mudha means foolish, and the metaphors of a donkey. There's no foolish animal like a donkey. But this is not only an ordinary donkey, this is a vimudha, a very stupid donkey. So someone who's in that consciousness, kartahamiti manyate, they think that they are the doer. But in fact, Krishna is the ultimate controller, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, and he is the benefactor. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Eko. This one Nitya, one supreme Nitya, Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kama all the bahu, the many others, eko bahu na, yoga dadati kaman, whatever they need or desire, that is being supplied by the one supreme nitya, the supreme consciousness, chaitana. Even we are taught in the Shastra, for our material needs we should go to Krishna. Although that is not exactly pure devotional service, but nevertheless, akama sarvakamo va. If you have no desire, then of course you're a candidate for liberation. Niskinchana. You have no desire. Kunti Devi says such persons can understand you. A kinchana gochara. But sarvakamo va, even if you have all desires, or even if you want liberation, which is another kind of material desire, moksha kama is a material desire, because you want it for yourself. You're not like Vasudev Datta, that I want liberation for all the living beings in the world. And I will take all, Lord, you give me all their karma, I will stay here and suffer. No. The mokshakamis, their idea is, let everybody go to hell, but I want liberation for myself. So that is, it's tainted. It's material. Mokshakamu dharati. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Only by this pure devotional service will we even get our material desires fulfilled. And Krishna says, yeyata ma prapadyante tangstutaya bhajami aham. Whatever way we approach Krishna, we should remember this too, because we're engaging in sadhana bhakti, we're doing service, we're chanting, but you should definitely try to mold your desires so that they are spiritual desires, not like the woman in the forest who wanted Krishna to put the bundle of wood back on her head. Krishna was prepared to put the bundle of wood back on her head, but she could have asked for devotional service. She could have asked for eternal life. She could have asked for transcendental knowledge. So you just never know what games your mind will play. Therefore, we should try to learn to approach Krishna in the right mood. Try to be satisfied with what comes of our natural work, what comes of its own accord. Don't over-endeavor unnecessarily for material things. Krishna knows. Krishna's in your heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. Mata smritir gyanam apohanam. Krishna is there in your heart and he knows your desires. And he can fulfill your desires. He will fulfill your desires in the way that is best for your spiritual life. Spiritual life is eternal. Material fruits are temporary. Life passes by very quickly. You don't know when it will end. From moment to moment, you just don't know. Ahani ahani gachantiha yamalayam. Yudhisthira was asked by Yama in the Mahabharata. There's a nice story, very instructive. Dharmaraj or Yamaraj approached Yudhisthira Dharmaraj. asked him, what is the most wonderful thing in the world? Actually, it was all the brothers had taken water from this lake, and they'd all become unconscious. And finally, Yudhisthira came, and he was about to drink from the lake, and the same thing, the voice told him that you can't, and you have to answer my questions. And so Yamaraj, in that way, drew out from Yudhisthira so many nice instructions regarding dharma or spiritual life. But this question is very famous. What is the most wonderful thing? And the most wonderful thing is that we're oblivious to the fact that at any moment we could be kicked out from this body. So we have to not just mechanically perform devotional service. The rules and regulations are there. Yam, niyam, sadhana. And we're doing that. But we have to go deeper than that if we want perfection. We have to look at our thoughts. Look at how we're approaching Krishna. Many successful people in the world, they do this in a material way, but it's called a mental rehearsal. The biggest athletes, they run a race 100 times in their mind before the actual race, or before the baseball game or the basketball game. The man is there and he's thinking, there I am, running down the track. There's this one on the side of me, there's that one. My strategy will be like this. He may do this and I have to react in this. So they think about these things. And they're successful because they plan ahead in their mind. So we should also plan ahead in our mind. How are we going to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Oh, Krishna, finally I've met you. I wanted a new Mercedes car. I'd like red upholstery and... No. We should be thinking that we will meet Krishna simply to ask for a little dust from his lotus feet, simply to beg him to keep us eternally engaged in his service. This is our constitutional position, and it's only due to our foolishness, our ignorance, that we're now suffering in the material world. We've forgotten pravrittim cha nivrittim cha. Jnana vidura asura. We've forgotten what is our real life. What is natural? What is sane? What are the living beings meant for? Now, I was just talking to a sort of devotee, envisaging themselves as a devotee, but they again mentioned to me something that I'm acutely aware of, that 99%, 99.9% of the population are going in the other direction. We are not like them, and we will never be like them, because they're going the wrong way down a one-way street. You know? They're an illusion. But they'll turn to us and they will find our life to be strange. Just see the irony here. Such persons are suffering. They have no idea how they're going to resolve their suffering. They've seen so many people before them. A friend of mine, his father offered him $1 million to leave devotional service. Offered him $1 million. So he said to his father, he said, "Father, you have so much money and you're not happy, but you want me to believe that if I take your money, I'll become happy." They can't see that. They're not happy, but we are living very simply, and enough devotees, there are enough devotees from wealthy backgrounds who left that for the most part. And most of us could be doing much better materially than we are right now. But we've given that all up, and we're engaging in devotional service, and we are peaceful in mind, even in front of the greatest difficulties, even the greatest obstacles, but we're not disturbed. But they can't see that. Pashyanapi na pashyati. They can see, theoretically, they have eyes, they have a cornea, they have a retina. It is connected. The nerves are there. Impressions are being taken down in the brain, the computer, but they can't see. They can't see what is real and what is unreal. Unfortunate. So we will train ourselves to approach Krishna in the right way. And Krishna is very kind. We have a poor sense of time, actually. We have a poor sense of time. We're impatient. We've been brought up this way, thinking that we have to have everything yesterday. You know, I want this and I want it yesterday. In other words, I want it immediately, if not sooner. When do you want it? I want it immediately, if not sooner. So when we have to wait a little bit, it bewilders our mind. You're going to have to wait a little bit for complete manifestation of Krishna consciousness. You're going to have to deserve it by your eagerness. Lolyam. Tatra lolyam apyekilam mulyam. By your utsa, your enthusiasm. You're going to have to be dharya. You're going to have to be patient. Not 1 year, not 5 years, not even 30 years. You're just going to have to be patient until the Lord decides to appear on the lotus of your heart. He will do that. If you show yourself to be a sincere devotee, and a sincere devotee means someone who gets results. In other words, I sometimes hear from devotees who have left active service that, why are you stressing on rules and regulations? All you have to do is love Prabhupada. You know, they say this, they think this. Well, you know, Prabhupada gives so many instructions, but I can ignore them all as long as I love Prabhupada. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? I love Prabhupada, but I don't love his orders. It sounds like a misapplication. It sounds like Hollywood love for Prabhupada. You know, I saw his body, and it was love at first sight. And you know, get out of Dodge. You know, it's sickening. I mean, it's nice. I empathize with them. I appreciate their emotion. Maybe they're sacrificing their emotions for Prabhupada. Something is there. But if you want perfection, you have to go all the way, and you have to be patient. Krishna will appear. Just like he appeared in the sacrificial arena of King Nabi, he will appear in the sacrificial arena of your heart. And he will guide you, and he will, guide you, dadami buddhi yogam tam yena ma upayanti te. He will guide you in such a way that you can go back to Godhead. So, try to be a perfectionist in this regard. It doesn't matter how much time it takes. You're on your own time schedule. You have not been given a 9-to-5 job, but we're jobbing now. We're farming out. We're giving you, this is your job. You complete it in whatever time you like, 1 year, 2 years, but you give us the result, then you'll get paid. You see? The companies do that. They'll give a qualified person. You work on your own time. You put in 5 hours a day, you put in 1 hour a day, but at the end of, you know, a certain period, you give us the completed work. So, at least by the end of this life, or not too long thereafter, we should achieve ahoituki bhakti. Ahoituki apratyata yayatma supersedati. That will only unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service will satisfy us. So, we should work for that, and of course, obviously the best way to do that is in the association of other devotees. Keep us on course. Okay, I'll stop there. Are there any questions? Yes? I've got the microphone so you can hear me. But I'm a little deaf, and in Kali Yuga everybody is in passion and ignorance, and
so the temptation to be not so strong.
What's not so strong?
Determination.
Determination.
So what to do without to the state?
What to do to develop determination?
Yeah. How Islam devotee develop determination?
Huh?
How Islam devotee.
Help Iskand devotees. I think we can help Gaudiya Math devotees too, don't we? Any devotees. Well, I think it's an attitude, and the determination, you not only want determination, but you want usaha nischaya darya, enthusiasm, determination, and patience. So how to get determination that is enthusiastic and yet it is a pratyata, it's not interrupted, it's you're patient, you keep going no matter what obstacles are there. There's a lot of things that bring one to the point of such determination. I don't think there's any easy answer. Like I could say, well, just be brahmachari, you know. Keep your vital fluids in your body and the ojas will give some technical easy answer. And that's true. Practicing brahmacharya is important, either for a single man or for a grihastha also. Brahmacharya does help to develop determination. You have to see through the eyes of scripture, shastra chakshus. You have to see the world through the eyes of scripture. In other words, you should be reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam regularly so that when you see something happening in the outside world, I mean, it's really the energy in this room, you know, we're not experienced like, you know, some people walk into a room and, you know, wow, this room, I see colors here, you know, there's a lot of energy. And some people are like that. They're sensitive. We're so accustomed, we don't realize this room is just permeated by spiritual energy. We sit here, we hear scripture, we perform kirtan, and our mind becomes completely pacified, and we get realizations, and it's very nice. But the moment you step outside the front door, onto the sidewalk, you're in a different universe. You know, you're in Brooklyn, New York, you know, it's like, watch out. So how to keep this consciousness when we go outside? Well, we have to see through the eyes of scripture. See things, Prabhupada's mentioning them in his purport, we're discussing them in our discussions. When we go outside, we have yes, Prabhupada mentioned that. This is why this is happening. Put things together, connect things in such a way that they lead you to Krishna consciousness. So one should be reading scripture. One should become aware. Don't forget the suffering, and I assume that many of you are like me. There are four kinds of people who come to Krishna consciousness, but the overwhelming majority come because they've been suffering in the material world. Even all four of them, to some degree, someone in search of knowledge is suffering because he can't find knowledge, and therefore he comes to Krishna consciousness. But most of us were just being beat upon by the modes of material nature. And this led us to look for an escape, for some relief. And we found that in Prabhupada's books, in Kirtan, in the Association of Devotees. For example, people can come here and they can be looking. But if some devotee is nasty to them, is not polite, is not kind, they'll walk out the front door again and never come back. So they're looking, but a number of things go into helping them to find Krishna. Even in the temple, you have to look for Krishna. Even in the temple, you have to look. So some people come to the temple. I was just telling one man the other day about the ex-Prime Minister of India, V.P. Singh, who's Prime Minister for a short period, a few months or something. Anyway, he was in Bombay, and he comes from kind of backward area. He's proud of it. But anyway, he was in Bombay, and a friend of his, who was also our life member, was taking him to the airport. He said, let me bring you to our temple. So he brought him to the temple, came to Radharas Bihari Temple in Juhu. And so he got out of the car. There were so many police, this, that, the other thing. He came to come in the temple room. He walked up the stairways to go into the temple to have beautiful darshan of Radharas Bihari and be blessed eternally. A life member reminded him, sir, you have to take your chapels off to go in the temple. He got so indignant and so proud that he just turned around and walked back to his car and went to the airport. He wouldn't take off his shoes. Yeah, the Prime Minister of India. Well, there you go. He came so close to having darshan, but couldn't get darshan. I know people who come here and never had an opportunity to see Radha Govinda. They didn't even see the temple room. Anyway, my whole point was that there's a lot of energy here, and we have to look at our past lives and say that we were suffering in that condition, and it's a blind alley. It's a dead end street. It doesn't lead anywhere. We can keep that in focus to help us to become determined. Oh, I'm sure it's
still on.
It will help us to become more determined to remember how we were suffering before we came and how we're being benefited now. Determination and enthusiasm can be facilitated or developed by working for Srila Prabhupada's mission and seeing, for example, these are difficult times, but if you try to see the bright side of things, even though we faced a lot of problems and a lot of unfriendly opposition, right even from within the Vaishnav world, the Vaishnavas worldwide, there have been, some very nasty, unfriendly attacks, so to speak. But if you see, just like for example in North America, we just opened two very beautiful temples. Now this last weekend, Itanagari, we opened. Nice, nice temple. And that temple has been, coming for a long time. But this year we opened it. In the middle of problems and difficulty, we opened a temple, and it was such a nice festival, and everyone enjoyed.
and had a wonderful Krishna conscious time amidst kirtan and lectures and satsangs and everything. And then in New Raman Reti, they opened beautiful Radha Shyam Sundar temple. And everywhere good things are going on. But if you want to be negative, then you'll find things to be negative about. So be positive. Look on the bright side.